USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 30,000 Russian troops have been massing near their border with Ukraine as tensions in the area continue to rise between the two countries over Russian-backed separatists operating in the east of Ukraine. The United States and the European Union have vocalized their support for Ukraine, but many worry that a full-blown conflict is inevitable. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he would prefer to see a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but tells CBS News that if Western powers are going to draw red lines with Russia, they have to ensure that they'll be respected.
I think we have to be clear and tough. It was a failure of a naive approach vis-à-vis Russia. I'm definitely in favor of discussion with Russia, with an open, quiet and respectful discussion with Russia. But I think that when we put red lines, we have to be sure to be credible and to make these red lines respected by the others.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House chief medical advisor says the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccination may return to circulation soon. Jeremy Scott has the details.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be lifted at a meeting of CDC advisors this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked on ABC's This Week if the vaccine will be suspended.
I really don't think so, Martha. I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I believe that we'll be back with some sort of indication a little bit different than we were before.
Last week, the CDC and FDA recommended a pause due to 6 cases of blood clots in the nearly 7 million who were vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Biden is set to meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. The group will be completely made up of former governors and mayors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
COVID-19 became the third leading cause of death in the United States in 2020, killing about 375,000 Americans. But in one major city, it was surpassed by another public health crisis. Jeremy Scott reports.
In San Francisco, 255 deaths were recorded from the coronavirus last year, killing nearly three times as many, accidental drug overdoses at 713. These numbers are from preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the largest increase in the number of overdose deaths nationwide occurred in March and May, coinciding with the first lockdowns. In a statement, the CDC said the increases in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fentanyl is behind more overdose deaths than any other drug. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars early Monday morning. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed some extra testing on the helicopter. Should Monday's test flight be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former NASA astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
The gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.